like this before. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
Hey, have you ever wanted to kind of track to see what your kids are doing on their computer, especially on the internet?
No, but I've wanted to track what my wife was doing.
There you go. You ever wanted to know how to set up multiple displays on your Windows computer?
No, but I wanted to know how to set up multiple displays on my TV.
Have you ever had to help your child with homework and went searching around the internet trying to find the answer to something only to look at millions of websites? Millions of websites.
No, I've never had to help my child with homework, and
to
I already
know
everything.
Brandon, you're confusing this questioning. I'm not talking to you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You
want
to know
my
how to stake your claim in cyberspace?
Yes.
Do you know how to? You want to know how to get your weapon?
Yes, I do. If I want to know this stuff, how do I find out? What do I do?
You need to watch the our television show this afternoon at 4 o'clock. The replay of episode 12. Which
the show is called Technophobia, where we delete your fears of technology.
We're going to show you all kinds of cool stuff about Spy Agent, which is a tracking program, different ways, hardware and software, there's track what's going on your computer. Multi-headed video cards that allow you to have two monitors, and you'll see why why would you even want that?
It sounds silly, and it's hard to explain on the radio, but through the magic of television, we'll be able to show you that. Again, it's on Cox Channel 9. If you're on the Cox Cable Network, either analog or digital, if you're hooked up to it at all, it's on Channel 9, it's at 4 o'clock, and it's called Technophobia, and check it out.
Episode 13 will be next Tuesday at 5:30, by the way. All right, let's get to the phones, shall we? Shall we? Phones?
Yeah, I'm
phones?
Sorry, it was a monitor self-test just started, and I wasn't happy about that. Justin in Tempe, Justin, welcome to the Computer Corner.
Justin is porn mail free, correct, Justin?
Well, my seeing eye dog used to get porn.
Ah.
I actually had to do a couple things about that. You know, actually, the best way I have found to do this is be educated and find out what your ISP may have to offer in the way of spam filtering.
Yes, there are quite a few out there that are starting to step up and do some things.
There is one company that you and I both know quite well that does a great job of this.
I think you're probably talking about Extreme Internet.
You are correct.
Yeah, and what I like about them and their service, a lot of ISPs come in and either say, we don't do any spam filtering because it's too obtrusive, or we do spam filtering and we decide what's going to get filtered based on our rules, and if you're a member of our group or if you're a member, then you're just going to get what we give you. I like Extreme Internet in that they have something called Spam Assassin, but it's on an opt-in basis so that you can decide as a user whether or not you want to have the spam filter running, and it does a really, really good job of filtering out things based on a lot of things that you can help decide.
I would have even mentioned that, but I didn't, wasn't sure if I was allowed to mention the name over the air.
Oh, no, those guys are our buds.
They've
helped us out for
years and years and years. They're one of the few local ISPs that's still left that hasn't been bought out by some huge conglomerate that controls their own destiny, has their own equipment, and does a great job of keeping service in the customer service part. So we have no problem talking about them.
You know, something that it would also, and this is a bit on another topic, but something that's very important, web accessibility.
Explain.
Have you guys ever thought about doing a show about what's called adaptive technology in the ways, you know, let's say that somebody has a special need, cannot see, cannot hear, and particularly since we've got a demographic of some older folks in here who are coming into the situation where they may have problems with their sight on adaptive technology and folks who maybe can or cannot see having trouble seeing.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Probably better for our TV show than the radio show because it's really hard to show people things on the radio.
Yeah, the problem is taking these ideas, that's a great idea, but some of these things are very hard to do on the radio because explaining this kind of stuff is very difficult to do and put into words, especially for guys like Ken and I who don't really know what we're doing on the radio.
Well, I actually used to do help desk for Extreme Internet. They are.
There's
great.
The connection. Well, listen, that's a great. The adaptive technology is a great idea. I'm always looking for ideas for the TV show. That's a great idea. We're going to pursue that. That's good.
You know, how might I get in contact with you guys about it?
Tell you what, we'll make it very easy for you. Fire off an email to tv@datadoctors.com.
Okay.
And say, hey, I'm Justin, that guy that had the idea for doing some stuff for adaptive technology.
Maybe we'll even have you come and do it for us.
Yeah, sure.
You want to be on TV?
Oh, I have no problem with that. It doesn't bother me. I, you know, use the stuff, know too much about it.
Okay, Justin, we're boring the heck out of everyone else, so give us an email and we'll talk.
Understand.
All right,
very
buddy.
Simple.
We'll see you. Let's go to Harry here. Harry!
I'm looking for Harry.
Harry's
line three. Yeah. There we go.
Dude, you got to push the buttons.
I'm working on it, dude. Calm yourself.
I am. Harry!
Calm down.
You talking
Hi,
to
guys.
Him? Talking to me, you're talking to him.
Hi, Harry.
How's it going?
Good. Welcome to the Computer Corner. What can we do for you?
Hey, I got a question about routers and telephones.
Routers and telephones, okay.
Okay. I'm wired. I bought a new laptop. I'm wired in.
Okay.
I put a router in there.
Okay.
I want to go wireless.
Okay.
Now, can I hook a new wireless router up to the router I already have?
If you already have a router, what I would suggest you get, instead of a whole new router that has wireless stuff built in, is just get a wireless access point.
Let's back it up here. We're getting a little technical for those people. I have no idea. Folks, what a router does is it basically allows you to securely share that internet connection, kind of creates this firewall. It's a piece of hardware that basically creates the firewall, so all the computers behind it are safe. Beyond that, what Harry's saying is he'd like to be able to connect his wireless devices, his laptop, he'd like to connect wirelessly behind that firewall.
Right, and if you didn't already have one of those routers, you can buy one that does that, plus has an access point built in, so you've got a device that takes care of everything. But since you already have the router that's doing half that job, you might as well save a little bit of money and just buy an access point only that you plug in, and that adds the wireless ability to your existing network.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, here's the big one.
Okay.
Okay, I'm running 2.0 phones, 2.4.
2.4 gigahertz.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And I know I can't do that and operate.
That's not true.
Well, maybe, and here's the deal. With the wireless networking technology out there, there's a couple different technologies, but sometimes you run into interference with other devices that share the same frequencies. Now, things like your cordless phone that operates at 2.4 gigahertz, if you
right.
buy an 802.11b, which is the slower standard, and I know we're getting a little bit technical here, but if you buy some of the basic networking wireless networking products out there, there is a chance that you'll run into the same frequencies, but understand that 2.4 is kind of a generic. Most devices allow you to change the frequency up and down a little ways, and there's generally about 8 to 10 different channels that you can select within that 2.4 gigahertz range, generally allowing you to find something that's not in use in that area.
If you have lots of money and you want to try to avoid the crowded spectrum of 2.4 gigahertz, you can go to 802.11a. 802.11a, which actually operates at the 5.8 gigahertz frequency.
That's what I was thinking about.
And it's also a wider, it's got more channels, it's got more area to work with, and it's a tighter frequency, so there's less chance, and there's certainly nowhere near the number of items out there, like nanny cams and microwave ovens and all those other things that also operate in that 2.4 gigahertz spectrum.
There's a lot of benefits. It's faster, there's less chance of conflict, and it stays working more consistently, but the only downside is, of course, a price tag difference.
Ja.
That's what I'm planning on going to then.
All right.
If you got the bucks, hey, I would definitely go that route.
Yeah, the good news is it's always going to get cheaper.
You know, the only thing that I found better than you guys on the radio is my Cox network.
On the radio?
I get it everywhere. My Cox is great.
Oh, the high-speed internet.
Yes.
Gotcha.
And phone service.
Hey, this is a family show, pal.
And phone service.
Hey, well, thanks for the compliment to us, and, you know, I'm sure those guys wouldn't mind the compliment to them as well.
Yeah, it's all about Cox.
There it is.
All right, Harry, thanks.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, that wireless, man. We're going to have to do a whole show on wireless interference. In fact,
we could do a whole series of shows on it.
It's as if this guy was reading my mind. My column that I wrote last week that will be in Monday's Tribune is exactly about interference on wireless networks.
What a mind reader.
This guy's incredible.
Harry is a mind reader.
Who is Harry?
The guy that we were just talking to.
Who really is Harry?
Who's really Ken, really, is what I want to know. If you want to know who Ken is, who Harry is, or if your name is Harry or Ken, we got a free line open at 602-277-5827. It's the Computer Corner.
More tips on fighting porn mail when we come back in hour number two.
With your help...